When the Torah describes Avram's move from Haran to Eretz Canaan, it says, "Vayikach Avram et Sarah Ishto, ve'et Lot ben Achiv, ve'et kol rechusham asher rachashu." He took his family and all of his possessions, "ve'et hanefesh asher asu b'Haran," and the souls they had created in Haran. Chazal ask in many places, human beings can't create people. What is this referring to? Chazal answer, the first being Unkelus. These were the people who Avram and Sarah were Mekarev. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah uses this to explain how the 2,000 years of Torah in the world, 2,000 years of Tohu, 2,000 years of Torah, began in the year 2000 when Avram began his Kirev efforts, even though the Torah was not given until many years later. I think there are many lessons we can learn from this pasuk about the significance of education and what our goals should be. And the first lesson comes from the words of Unkelus himself. Unkelus, when he describes these nefashos asher asu, he says, "Nafshata dishabidu leoraita," souls who committed themselves to Torah, to Avodat Hashem. And what we see from here is that teaching Torah shouldn't just be about the information. It should ideally be about helping people commit themselves to something greater. And that's really how people become nefashot asher asu. The second point is the question asked by the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash asks, it's wonderful that they were Megayer them. Why is the term asu used? The Medrash says, we learn from here, "Kol mishu mekarev es ha'obed kochavim u'megayro ki'ilu bra'o." Anyone who's mekarev someone to Avodat Hashem, it's as if they created them. And the truth is, not just giyur, conversion, but even teaching Torah, if done in a deep level, can recreate someone. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzaditet, Amar Eish Lakish, "Kol ha'melamin es ben chavero Torah." If you teach your friend son Torah, ki'ilu asa'o, it's as if you created him. "Shenemar v'asa'an afashos asher asu b'charon." This is how Chazal explained Bamidbar Perek Gimel that the children of Aaron are presented as the children of Moshe. The Gemara there continues, and Rava says, "Ki ilu aso liatzmo," as if you created them for who they are. When we teach people Torah, we're helping them become the true person who they are. As the Baal HaTanya writes in Or Torah, everyone has their physical existence and the potential of who they can become already embedded within themselves. When we teach people Torah, we help bring out that potential. The third point is about how Avram was able to accomplish this. And I'd like to make three points that we find in Chazal. The first is the Medrash on Esther Rabbah, talks about how Avram inspired others by being truly committed to his values. Before we teach anyone, it's what we embody that inspires others. The second point is the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, Perek Aleph, where he says that Avram was modia lekol echad ve'echad kefi da'ato. Avram knew how to teach each person based upon what would speak to them. And this is another thing we need to remember for education and for Kiruv, to be able to speak to each person as to who they are. And thirdly, the Medrash here on our parsha talks about how Avram and Sarah use their chesed activities to inspire people to bring them close and then bring them to Avodat Hashem. And that's, of course, why the word is plural, nefesh asher asu, because Avram worked together with Sarah, as we read in Parshas Vayera. And that's another big point about education and Kiruv, to work with others to inspire together.